Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm James Lopez, host of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, and I want to thank you all for not only subscribing, but hooking us up with all the dope ratings. Because of you, people that I thought never would reach out are now reaching out to be part of the podcast, to work with us on events, and some just reach out to say that we're doing a great job for fathers. It couldn't have been done without you, so big thank you and salutes to you all. If you haven't subscribed or rated the podcast yet, stop what you're doing and make your presence felt now. We need that motivation. If you did that already, hook us up and tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Once again, major salutes to you all. For the past month, I have seen a huge push for paternity leave, especially on the web, and rightfully so. Dads are out here raising their kids as good or sometimes even better than their mothers, so they too deserve time to be there at the start of it all. For those that don't know, I have been working with brands for the past year to help change the way paternity leave is perceived here in America. I am a huge advocate for fatherhood, and we deserve this. Now I even see big timers or insanely rich people like Alexis Ohanian pushing for paternity leave. And I love it. But not all dads are super rich like him. Some can't afford to take paternity leave. Some can't miss an hour of work and survive. That's the reality of America. And I hope that changes real soon. With all of us fighting for it, one day dads that are holding down the family will be able to take a few weeks off in the beginning to be there with their newborns while still getting paid from their jobs, the way it's supposed to be. So to the dads that simply can't afford to miss a day of work because they are really holding down their family, I salute you. Things will change, I promise you that. This conversation isn't directed towards them. It is for those that can take the time off, but don't take it. Some don't take it because they don't know it exists at their jobs. Some don't take it because they think it's soft to do so. Whatever their reasoning for picking a paycheck over the child, they are missing a chance to build a bond from early on with their kids. They are missing some of those very first moments that only happen those very first few weeks, and are missing out on giving their mother of their child some time to heal and recover so they can provide their kids the best possible care. So let's break this down a little bit more. Paycheck over kids. When I found out that my future wife was pregnant, I was dirt poor and right out of college. I didn't have much at the age of 25. Heck, where I came from, I was having a kid as an old man. People around my hood had one or maybe two or three more kids before they even hit 17. All I could think about was getting a great job because I knew I was going to need all the money I could get to give my son a future as good or even better than my own. To be honest, when I landed my job 5 months before my wife gave birth, I didn't even know what paternity leave was. I didn't know it existed, and I'm sure many dads out there don't even know their job has it. It's not something that they advertise like that anyway. I didn't even care about that part. I just wanted to collect the check. I worried about being there for the birth of my child, but I knew I had sick days I could use for that. After that, I would just let wifey handle the baby. Yep, I was that dude. I didn't even plan on being there full-time the first few weeks after he was born. I was never taught to be there, and never experienced a dad taking time off to be there for those first few weeks. I was from the South Bronx. I knew more about fatherless homes than paternity leave. I was lucky, though. I worked for a company that championed paternity leave. They didn't advertise it, but it was there. An older friend named Anthony taught me from my first day to milk the company for more than a paycheck. They had reimbursement programs for health care, daycare, and more. I did my research and my company offered 4 weeks of paternity leave and also $3,000 to all expecting fathers so they can start fatherhood with a little extra cash. I still laugh at the word expecting father and remember laughing with the HR rep about that when I signed up. It was different. It was one of those words that I wasn't really too fond of. Expecting father kind of sounds like baby daddy or like the dad is pregnant. But whatever, I wasn't expecting father. Wifey was about to give birth. To my surprise, though, she told me many of the men at our headquarters never took advantage of the paternity leave that they had. I wasn't one of those dudes. I signed up for it, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. Having to choose between a paycheck and your kids suck, and for many, it's part of the real world. For many dads, they are seen as the main source of income for their family. They have to hold shit down no matter the circumstances. Some just don't have a choice. They want to be there. But since their job doesn't offer it, they use their vacation days or even sick days. Sometimes feels like they're punishing dads for wanting to be there with their kids. That makes it super hard for dads that grew up with the stigma of holding down their household. Missing a day of pay? Shit, missing 2 weeks of pay? Can make them feel worthless. With some companies, you don't even have to do that. But you do have to do your homework. Ask your HR department if you're afraid to ask your boss about paternity leave. If you have the choice between a paycheck or being there for your kids, choose your kids. Especially if you are splurging on other things. I can't tell you how many dads tell me they can't afford to miss work, but are broke because they buy the latest fashion attire. The money you don't make those first couple of days can be recouped. That time, though, once it's gone forever. Let me repeat that. The money you don't make those first couple of days or even those first 2 weeks can be recouped. That time, though, once it's gone forever. You can't get it back. Not making money will make you feel like shit. Not being there and choosing a paycheck over your kids when you really didn't have to will have you feeling worse than shit. And that's a fact. You should be there building an early bond with your kids. Right out of the womb, kids have a special bond with their mother. You really see it after the doctor spanks your newborn's booty to hear them cry. They pass the child to the mom, and usually the kid stops crying. You can tell they feel safe. I mean, who wouldn't feel safe in mom's arms? That bond is solidified from day one, and it can happen for dads also if they are present. That first week of being home with my oldest son was different. I was so used to figuring things out, but I had no idea how I was going to be a dad. I barely knew how to hold my son, but being there forced me to learn real quick. I had no choice. I could have taken the easy way out, went to work and let wifey deal with all the new stuff on her own, but that's just not me. I wanted to be there. I'm a jealous dude, and I wanted the same amount of time with my son or even more than my wife was getting. I was the skin-to-skin king in my house and looked forward to holding my baby for hours on my chest as he drooled or slept. I didn't know I needed that, but I did, and it felt really good to be there. That first week, they barely do anything but cry for food and diaper changes. But even that's huge. You learn how to soothe your child. You learn when they are hungry. You learn quickly how to adapt to caring for somebody else. You learn so much those first few days home with your kids. And the bond you create is special. But you can't have that same effect from work. By being there early, you create a bond with your child and lessen the chances of being jealous of how much your child loves his mama and that milk. They love that milk. We all have had our kids cry for mama. And honestly, there are times when we might even get a little jealous about it and wonder why they aren't calling for us. Being there from birth helps create a bond early on with your child. They might still call out for mama. And maybe you can create some sort of bond after work, but it's not the same. Being there 24/7 to really partake in parenting does. If you can take off to be there, be there. Dope moments happen early and often once they are born. Imagine missing your child's first smile or the first time the baby grabs a finger. I hear from dads every single day that wish they could be there for some of the simple moments like this. Most of them chose not to be there, whether they had a paternity leave or not. I was lucky enough to see my kids smile their first week. I heard them giggle. I swear I even heard one of them say dada, but my wife says it was the lack of sleep. She was probably right. I was in full zombie mode those first 2 weeks, doing everything and anything I could for my kid. It was dope. But it definitely wasn't easy. Imagine having to hear about all of these cool things from your child's mother while you're at work making ends meet. It's cool to hear them, but there's nothing cooler than actually experiencing it with your own child. I'm smiling just thinking about all the cool things that happened those first few weeks that we might never witness again. One of my favorites, which is kind of crazy, was actually being there to hear my wife scream that one of my kids chomped down on her nipple. That shit was hilarious. Being there to hear her actually scream was funny as hell. Sorry, boo, but I loved it. That was a silly moment, but one I prefer to witness than to hear over the phone. It made my day. It actually made my day thinking about it just now. I'm all about dope, memorable moments, and those first few weeks have them all. The good moments and even those horrible diaper blow-ups are dope. Without taking paternity leave, dads would miss it and wouldn't even know how dope it is to begin with. Dope things happen every day. Some of them only happen once. If you can be there, be there. Yo, James, you don't get it, though. Wifey or my baby mom, they don't need me there. Wrong. Even superheroes need sidekicks. And this is one of those times they need us the most. I have been married for the past 13 years to one of the strongest women I know. She is fearless. I know this because she would come to visit me in the South Bronx and would walk around my hood like it was nothing. Grown men would be scared to go through the alleys where I live, and she just didn't give a fuck. I also have seen her take on challenges that others would fear and pull through like a real superhero. She, probably just like the mother of your child, could have handled all three of my kids those first few weeks with ease. I have no doubt in my mind about it. But she and they shouldn't have to. Imagine carrying a baby around in your belly for 9 to 10 months, giving birth, and then being put right back to work. No days off. Heck, no hours off. That's insane, and we have to give the mother of our kids major props for that. No way it's easy, but we can make it easier for them and the child by taking paternity leave and being there early. You might be asking yourself, why? If women are that gangster, why do they need us there? It's real simple. Put yourself in their shoes. You work 20 hours out of a 24-hour day. Are you at the best of your abilities? I know I wouldn't be, and have been there to see my wife off a little. I have seen her fall asleep while nursing my kids. She was smart about it and had pillows or sat in the middle of the bed, but bad shit could happen when they are worn out. The baby can wiggle out of her arms and fall out of the bed. Wifey can even suffocate their kids unintentionally by falling asleep while nursing. By taking paternity leave, you aren't just looking out for your kids, but you are looking out for the mother of your child who has to take on the brunt of most of the work raising them these first few weeks. To the fellas that aren't with their baby mamas, remember, that's your child also. You want the mother of your child wide awake and healthy enough to take care of your kids. Even if you're not together, find a way to be there those first few weeks for your child and her. Help them recover and help them raise your kids from the start. Mamas are strong. They are stronger with dope dads like us around. If you can be there, be there. If my job wouldn't have given me paternity leave, I probably would have missed out on my first child's first few weeks. Just like other dads, I would have chosen a paycheck over my family, and it sucks to admit it. That's how I was wired, but I guarantee you I would have regretted it in the future. I didn't know how important it was or how dope it was to be there until I was actually there. Now I tell dads every day to pick their kids over a paycheck. Not just in the beginning, but whenever that choice needs to be made. You want to be there to create a special bond from the get. You want to be there so you don't miss some of those first moments that might never happen again. And you want to be there to make sure the mother of your child gets the recovery time and the help she needs to help raise your legacy. Dads ask me all the time, is taking paternity leave soft? My answer will never change. The only thing soft about paternity leave is not using it when you can. Missing out when you don't have to makes you soft. And don't you ever forget it. Paternity leave showed me how dope those early days are and how they are full of memories that you can only truly appreciate by being there. No dad should ever be forced to miss that opportunity. Join me and all the dope dads out there fighting for equal rights. Ask your employer about paternity leave, and if they have it, use it. If they don't have it, they might not value you or your family. Bounce the moment you can. Always remember, real dads like us matter. Real dads like us need paternity leave. Real dads like us take paternity leave when we get the chance to do so. Make your presence felt. Did you take paternity leave or just miss the paycheck to be there? I want to hear your story. Hit me up. As always, your presence never has to be boring. Make your presence felt. Fatherhood is lit.